I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Japanese art director and designer Eiko Ishioka died recently in Tokyo at the age of 73. Now, you may not know her name, but you might have seen some of her work. Here's The World's Alex Galifant.
I met Eiko Ishioka about a year ago when she was working on the Broadway musical Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark. But Spider-Man was only the latest job in a career of extraordinary breadth.
Count Dracula?
I am Dracula.
Ishioka won the 1993 Oscar for costume design for her work on Bram Stoker's Dracula. But her association with the film's director, Francis Ford Coppola, went back to a project in the mid-80s that upended stereotypes about Japan.
Mishima.
Before the Mishima, most of the American people produced a film like a ninja, geisha, samurai, or that kind of stuff. As a Japanese, I was very frustrated.
This movie was about Yukio Mishima, a Japanese novelist and activist who committed ritual suicide in 1970.
This movie is like an American film, but talking about the Japanese subject. I was very excited, but same time very frightened.
Eiko Ishioka had built her career as an art director for Japanese ad campaigns. Now she was working in the U.S. as a production designer or a costume designer, and she loved it.
Generally, designer's job is really passive. When I received a very exciting job, tantos are very active, you know, like I want to express like my own creative philosophies.
And that didn't mean a specifically Japanese philosophy.
I want to bring my own identity as a human being, but I don't need to bring Japanese identity. Even like I don't know what is a Japanese identity means. Japan is a really complicated country.
Maybe it was Ishioka's refusal to accept simple categories that allowed her to jump from movies to designing racing outfits for speed skaters. It's no surprise, then, that an American jazz musician selected her, a Japanese artist, to dream up a cover for his album, an album named in honor of a South African civil rights campaigner. The album was Tutu, the jazz musician, Miles Davis.
I observed his face and hand, an incredible symbol of his life. So I said, this is it, this is perfect. I want to make his album is with his face and hand.
Ishioka won a Grammy for her work on Tutu, a series of striking close-up photos of Miles Davis shot in stark black and white. Eiko Ishioka died in Tokyo, but for the last 30 years, her main base was New York. Not that it mattered.
I was completely free spirit. Any kind of exciting job, I wanted to do it.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
You can see some of Eiko Ishioka's designs. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.